God is good. Some folks are still setting up over there for the our lunch Father's Day gathering. So, but we'll go ahead and get started here. So, brother, can I have you come up and lead our opening prayer?
Good morning, everyone. Happy Father's Day. A couple things Jesus said about fatherhood. Jesus emphasized the importance of honoring one's father and mother. He taught about love and care a father should have for his children. Jesus used the relationship between a father and his children to illustrate God's love for humanity. He spoke about the responsibility fathers have in raising their children in a righteous way. Jesus also highlighted the significance of forgiveness and reconciliation within the family relationships. Let us pray. Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for giving us the bread of life. Please be with Brother Mike today as he shares the Holy Scripture with this congregation. Amen.
Aren't we a blessed people? We've been invited to the Father's table to enjoy all that he has prepared. His kingdom, man. It's what a privilege to be his children. And I pray that you drink deeply of the waters of life. The more deeply you drink, the more water gushes out of you to refresh those around you. That's the truth. So we're just here to glorify the Lord. We saw a good movie last week called The Blind. If you ever get a chance, it's on Pure Flix, I think. But it's the testimony of Phil Robertson, the Duck Dynasty guy. Powerful, powerful story. It really was well done. And he's baptized. The thing I think about it was, the pastor says, say goodbye to your old man. He's going to die. And when you come up, you're going to be a new man. You know, it's just a beautiful symbolism. I love the baptism symbolism of that. Let's talk to the Father a moment. Heavenly Father, we are your children. We've gathered in Jesus' name, your son's name. And you said you'd be in the midst of us, not only in the midst of the building, but in the midst of our hearts. Help us to experience that intimacy with you today. And I thank you for the results of everything that's going to be said and done here. And your word will not return void. It will accomplish what you sent it out to do. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's an old song I pulled out called How Marvelous. And it's kind of a cool, some of the old hymns are fun, you know, and they can get neglected kind of easily when you're learning new songs. The Bible says to sing a new song, but also hymns, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So you find it there, my brother, How Marvelous. That was it. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, oh wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, oh wonderful, is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows, he made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, oh wonderful, is my Savior's love for me. When with the ransomed in glory, his face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. Oh, how marvelous, oh, my song shall ever be. How marvelous, oh, wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Isn't that good? Those are fun. They're just cool. They never get old. They're timeless, ageless, like God. Like God in His love. Lord, I lift Your name on high. Lord, I love to sing Your praises. I'm so glad You're in my life. I'm so glad You came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift Your name on high. Lord, I lift Your name on high. Lord, I love to sing Your praises. I'm so glad You're in my, I'm so glad You're in my life. I'm so glad You came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift Your name on high. You came from heaven. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift Your name on high. You came from heaven. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift Your name on high. You came from heaven. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift Your name on high. Lord, I lift Your name on high. Whoa. Amen. House of the Lord. Let's sing that one together. And I was just thinking how He paid a debt we could never pay. We owed a debt we could never pay. He paid a debt He didn't owe. He gave all He did right to us and took all we did wrong to Himself. You know, the great exchange. It's a wonderful thought. I think it's gospel really 101 right there. We worship the God who was. We worship the God who is. We worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors. He parted the raging sea. My God, He holds a victory. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out Your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out Your praise. Oh, 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 oh. We shout out Your praise. We sing to the God who heals. We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always makes a way. 'Cause He hung up on that cross, then He rose up from that grave. My God's still rolling stones away. This joy.
house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet, no. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. Oh, 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 oh. We shout out your praise. We were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. We were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord take praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We're going to shout out your praise. Oh, 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 we shout out your praise. One more time real loud. We shout out your praise. We shout it out, Lord. You are worthy, worthy. I hope you're settled in your righteousness. You know what I was saying out about the exchange, recognizing that everything, we did nothing right. And got credit for all He did right. Amen. And He did nothing wrong and took all of our wrong to Himself. You get the exchange? There should be no condemnation for a believer. None. Whatsoever. No shame. Hallelujah. No past. You're a new creation. Old things have passed away. Say that with me. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. That's the truth. Amen. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day when Jesus was. Oh, when He was. When Jesus was, He washed my sins away. Oh, happy day. Sing it again. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus was, oh, when He was, when my sweet Jesus was, He washed my sins away. Oh, happy day, He taught me how to watch and pray. Watch and pray to live rejoicing every day, each and every day. Oh, yeah. It was a happy day. Oh, a happy day when Jesus was. Oh, when He was, when my sweet Jesus was, He washed my sins away. Oh, happy day! He taught me how, He taught me how to watch and pray, watch and pray. To live rejoicing every day, each and every day, every day. Oh, happy day. Amen. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I wrote a song I'm going to share with you. I think I did it last week, called You're Worthy.
Matthew, you find out. I was just jamming with my grandson on the drum. He was on the drums on the piano. And this song just kind of came out of nowhere. And then, of course, I had to add some work on the verses and stuff like that. But it's just called You're Worthy.
I think about your goodness and your gracious ways, how you've been so faithful to me all my days. Think of how you rescued me and you made me new. Well, I think of my salvation and it's all because of you.
Amen.
Think about the awful price you paid for me and the sacrifice that made a way for me. I was once imprisoned by a dead religion. Then you came and broke my chains and set me free. No way to address it. I will just express that you're worthy. Oh, worthy. Jesus, you're worthy. I give you all my love just because you are worthy. Oh, worthy. Jesus, you're worthy. Right from the start, give you all my heart, you are worthy. Think about your love, it makes me shout and sing. Thinking about your mercy that you came to bring. Think of all your promises, every one is true. Oh, how you changed my mind, and that's just what you came to do.
Amen.
Think of how you've been the closest friend to me. Help me to believe my true identity. So way below the surface, finally found my purpose, helping others see their worth and dignity. I'm so glad I know ya. I shout hallelujah, you're worthy. Worthy. Jesus, you're worthy. I give you all my praise. My hands I raise. You are worthy. Oh, worthy. Jesus, you're worthy. Surrender all I am. Glad to do it again. 'Cause you're worthy.
Sing it again.
Worthy. Jesus, you're worthy. I give you all my praise. My hands I raise. You are worthy. Worthy. Oh, Jesus, you're worthy. I surrender all I am. Glad to do it again. You're worthy. Behold the Lamb who took away the sin of the world. Behold the Lamb who took away the sin of the world. Behold the Lamb who took away the sin of the world. Behold the Lamb who took away the sin of the world.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation, Jesus. There is a light that overwhelms the darkness. There is a kingdom that forever reigns. There is freedom from the chains that bind us. Jesus, Jesus, your name.
Let's next frame, please. Who walks on the water,
who speaks to the sea, who stands in the fire beside me. He roars like a lion, he bled as a lamb, he carries my healing in his hand. Jesus.
Isn't that good?
There is a name, a call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages. He is Jesus, Jesus, who walks on the water, who speaks to the sea, who stands in the fire beside me. He roars like a lion, he bled as a lamb, he carries my healing in his hand. Jesus, Messiah, my Savior, there is power in your name. You're my rock, my Redeemer, there is power in your name. Jesus, you walk on the water, you speak to the sea, you stand in the fire beside me. You roar like a lion, you bled as a lamb, you carry my healing in your hands. You walk on the water, you speak to the sea, and you carry my healing in your hands, Jesus. Jesus. There's no one like you.
Hallelujah. Bring up that one, other one, Matthew, called In Jesus' Name. The Lord is here to heal today. You know, he paid the price already. Reach out and receive your healing. If you need physical healing, God is a holistic God. Emotional healing, mental, emotional, right? He cares for the whole person. And there isn't anything that's too small or too big for him. He's paid it all, so. And if you want to come to the altars for prayer and have others gather around you just for support, we do that here still. I'm glad. There's not many churches left that do altar calls, you know. But we still have our altars here. I'm glad, aren't you?
To move. speak the name, 'cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, the circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough, it would happen today. Someone gather around with this one down here, please. Don't let them pray alone. In Jesus' name. Speak the name of all authority, declaring blessings, every promise He is faithful to keep. Speak the name no grave could ever hold. He is greater, He is stronger, He's a God of possible. I pray for your healing, the circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough, it would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, come believe it. Come receive it. The power of His Spirit is now forever yours. Come believe it. Come receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible. I pray for revival, for restoration of faith. I pray that the dead will come alive in Jesus' name. I pray for revival. I pray for revival, for restoration of faith. I pray that the dead will come alive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Do a work, Lord. Finish the work you started, Lord. You've always completed what you've begun. I'm glad for the Son who finished the work, and there is healing in His wings. The Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in His wings. Receive it. You don't have to walk around without your restoration. Jesus cares. Matthew, could you bring up the song, I Speak Jesus? Keep on praying, don't give up on your children. Drink the cup, keep on praying, don't quit now. There is power in His name. Amen. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Every dark addiction starts to break. Oh, declaring there is hope and there is stronghold, shine through the shadow, burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. To every soul you captured by depression, oh, I speak Jesus. A stronghold, shine through the shadow, burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over, let his light shine. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. I claim the name, I claim the salvation of my family. Shout Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the street, and Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Speak Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
The God of possible, the God of possible, in he's at work. He that keeps Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. He's on the job 24/7.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we have this time to gather. This is your church. These are your people. And Father, you love each and every one of them in a way that is mind-boggling to us. You love, you care, you want us to have the best. You've done everything, like Pastor Mike said, and you continue to give everything. Lord, help us to surrender our minds to you so that you can renew them, so that we see who you truly are and how important you view us. It is an amazing miracle, Father, and your word is so true to that fact. Lord, just be with us the rest of the service in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to read a verse out of 1 Corinthians 13, starting on chapter 4, or verse 4. And what is love? Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. It is not boastful. It's not arrogant. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. It is not irritable. Does not keep a record of wrongs. That's amazing. Love finds no joy in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And Jesus is love. That's an amazing thing. I struggle with some of those things myself because Fred gets in the way. I know that's shocking probably to most of you. And you guys are probably more mature than I am. So, but anyway, I'm still trusting Jesus to give me that strength and to know that Jesus is right here. Can't get closer to him because he's right here. And that's who he wants us to be, not by our efforts, but just by surrendering into him. It's a beautiful thing. God's word is a living testimony. It's not a religion. It's not a book of rules to live by. It's not that. It's actually a relationship, and I just love that part about God.
We talked about calling all cripples last week, you remember? God is in the cripple people business. We've all been crippled one way or another, you know, if we're honest. And I thought about, recovering cripples and then completed cripples. Takes us all the way. brings us into healing. And oftentimes, the things that cause us to be crippled also cause us to rely more on the Holy Spirit than we ever have. It's in our weakness that we find His strength. And that's the truth. You know these things. And it's through our trials that we learn to endure, to be patient, and trust Him to that He's working something more into us than we might not be seeing or feeling at the time. Father, I just have to trust You in spite of what I might be feeling, that You're going to produce something in me that's going to be good, something that I can rejoice in. Amen? Amen. That's the thing. So we have to trust Him even in the difficult times, that He's after something. And we don't blame other people, you know, for how we're feeling. Be responsible for your own emotions, and God will govern you, govern your soul, and God will take you through. He can't work with people who are blaming others for their feelings. You will stay stuck where you are until you do become responsible. Amen?
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Boy. And so we own our feelings. Amen. I want us to look at some scriptures this morning. We're going to look into very precious story, one of my favorites. And it's Luke chapter 7. I think we'll go right to it, Matthew. Yes, let me start. And when all the people, including the tax collectors, heard this, they acknowledged God's way of righteousness because they had been baptized with John's baptism. But since the Pharisees and experts in the law had not been baptized by him, they rejected the plan of God for themselves. Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's read on. To what then should I compare the people of this generation? And what are they like? He's speaking to the crowd. They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to each other. We played the flute for you, but you didn't dance. We sang a lament, but you didn't weep. Next. For John the Baptist did not come eating bread and drinking wine, and you say he has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by all her children. And I looked that up a little closer, and it just means that the results of your actions justify what you're doing. It proves the wisdom of God. You know, the reactions, the responses and stuff. The results, let me say that correctly. The results of what you do justifies your wisdom. The fact that it was wise, what you did. So here is Jesus being accused of being a friend to sinners. He hung out with felt very comfortable hanging out with a crowd of people that the religious system did not approve of. And I think there's something to be learned from that. You're not going to get dirty hanging around with sinners. If anything, you'll be the salt and the light that influences their lives, right? That's the deal. We need to be secure enough in our salvation not to be afraid to rub shoulders with the lost and the homosexual and the sinner and the drunkard and the alcoholic and the drug addicted, you know? It's okay. Their stuff is not going to get on you. Your stuff might get on them. That's salt and light. That's what we're to be, an influence. And light always overcomes darkness. Someone said darkness is just the absence of light. So when you step into an atmosphere, the environment changes because you brought within you the light of Christ. You step into wherever environment you're in. And your words have power. I was listening to a movie called After Death. What a powerful movie, if you get a chance to watch that. But these people who,
The power of our words, the importance of what you say might make a difference in someone's life. Right. Yes, it could help them turn the corner. So don't minimize the importance of your own words, because people are listening. And you exercise the love of God, and you don't know how many generations that's going to pass down to. Amen. Don't think people aren't listening. Don't think people aren't being influenced by what you're saying and the love you're sharing. It counts. It's working. Let's just keep it up, okay? Keep loving the lost. And trust God with the results. I like that. I don't think we should minimize the value of what we're, our little voice in a big world, our little light that shines in a big room. It doesn't matter. It changes the environment. I remember when the power was out once and Sandy had lit a candle in the bathroom. Boy, when that candle was blown out, you couldn't see, you know, your hand in front of your face. But because of the little candle in the room, you could orient yourself to the whole house. Yes? That's all it takes. One small candle in a dark room can change all the difference. So make all the difference in the world. Amen? So don't minimize the value of your influence on people's lives, in the workplace, in the home, in the church, everywhere you go. I like this. Jesus was secure in himself. He didn't care what other people thought about him. That didn't stop him from loving the lost, right? Even though he knew he was being accused and he was being labeled. So what? He loved the lost. And the results were conversions. The result was the people finding God. So he said, it's vindicated by the children, by the results of what's coming out of this wisdom. Anyway, let's move on. Then one of the Pharisees invited him to eat with him. This gets interesting. You know the story, and I like it. He entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. He was willing to go wherever he was invited, you know. Didn't stop him. Isn't that good? Go with the religious. Go with the legalist. You might make it, you again can be an influence in their lives too. He right? Gosh. He entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And a woman in the town who was a sinner, she had a bad reputation. In some translations said she was a harlot, you know. In those days, sometimes they didn't have a way of making a living. And a woman in the town who was a sinner found out that Jesus, so she knew, they all knew who she was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house. She brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil. This was her livelihood. This was precious ointment. In fact, the disciples even criticized them for. One of them, I think it might have been Judas, said, this is such a waste, you know. And he said, what she's doing for me will be spoken of her wherever the gospel is preached. For my memorial, amen, my burial, yes. Yes. All right. And stood behind him at his feet, weeping. What a picture, a tender picture, really. And began to wash his feet with her tears. She wiped his feet with her hair of her head. Whoa. Amazing. Kissing them and anointing them with the fragrant oil. Someone who's been there and done that can become more uninhibited and unreserved in their worship. They can pour out all they have to the Lord. You know what I mean? And they have no reservations about their worship or what other people might think. Right? Yes. I like that. Uninhibited. Uninhibited. May we also learn from this woman. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, kind of like whispering under his breath, if this man, if he were really a prophet, would know who and what kind of woman this is who is touching him. She's a sinner. Yes, she is. Judgment. Labeling. Condemnation. We've done the same. We've got labels on people. What's that old saying? You know, don't smoke, don't chew, don't hang around with those that do. You know, because we are righteous. Well, criticizing Christ. You may be criticized for who you allow, who you hang around with, and you may know who you love, and who you allow to touch you. I think the only way to win a convert is to become a friend first, to be willing to establish relationship with that person. Don't just knock on the door and say, do you want to be saved? Establish some connection with that person. Allow them, their heart, to open up to what you have. People don't care what you know till they know that you care.
That's right.
That's the deal. When they know that you care, they may be open to what you have to say. Amen. That's so important. Boy. Jesus replied to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. Teacher, he said, say it. A creditor had two debtors, one owed 500 denarii and the other 50. Since they could not pay it back, he graciously forgave them both. And this is quite a huge amount of difference, you know, like a year's wages, maybe compared to a day's wages kind of thing. Let's go on. So which of them will love him more? Simon answered, well, I suppose the one he forgave more. You have judged correctly, he told him. Turning to the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she with her tears has washed my feet and wiped them with her hair. Wow. I love that picture, don't you? I would like that woman in my church. She would be welcome here. And some of you are unreserved in your worship. We do this here, you know, and I really, as I've told you before, we're not ashamed to raise our voice and our hands and prayer and worship. So let's move on here. Next. You gave me no kiss, but she hasn't stopped kissing my feet since I came in. You didn't anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Next. Therefore, I tell you, and this is really the clincher, her sins have been many. I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. That's why she loved much. But the one who is forgiven little loves little. Knowing the need of your forgiveness, the depth of how much you've been forgiven, creates in you a passion and a gratitude for Christ that you would not otherwise have. So we can celebrate maybe some of our failures, our things that we had been ashamed of. Those are the very things that cause us to worship Him, because we know how much we've been forgiven. We love much. It creates a passion in us for Christ, because He has forgiven us much. Amen. And we love Him much. Those who don't know the depth of their need of forgiveness don't have much of a depth of love and passion for Him either. It's true. So, I just thought that was really, I love that story. The one who is forgiven little loves little. All right. Now I want to go, Matthew, is there anything after that? Go back up to, we're going to go back and look at, is it Numbers? Go way back up to the beginning. I'm going to switch gears here for you. There was no water. Now here we're going back to Moses. There was no water for the community, so they assembled against Moses and Aaron. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "If only we had perished when our brothers perished before the Lord. Why have you brought the Lord's assembly into this wilderness for us and our livestock to die here?" Whining and complaining. And the leaders catching it all. All right? They quarreled with Moses. Because there was no water. Let's read on. "Why have you led us from Egypt to bring us to this evil place? It's not a place of grain, figs, vines, or pomegranates. And there's no water to drink." Then Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the doorway of the tent of meeting. All right. It's good to get away from the complaining and the negativity and switch your attention. All right. And so they went to the doorway of the tent of meeting. Let's read on. "They fell down with their faces to the ground, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them." It's good to turn away from that and go towards the Lord, right? "The Lord spoke to Moses, 'Take the staff and assemble the community.'" All right. So now he's getting direction from God. Let's read on. "You and your brother Aaron are to speak to the rock." Take note of that. While they watch, and it will yield its water. "You will bring out water for them from the rock and provide drink for the community and their livestock." Okay. Moses heard from God. Let's read on. So Moses took this, whoa, that's too big. That's okay. Wow. "So Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence just as he had commanded him. Moses and Aaron summoned the assembly in front of," is there more? Okay, that's all right. Huh. Some of the font is weird. I'm sorry. Go to the next one. "Then Moses raised his hand, and what did God tell him to do? Speak." What did he do? Struck. Struck the rock twice with his staff. And the water did come out. So that a great amount of water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. "But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, 'Because you did not trust me to show my holiness in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this assembly into the land I have given them.'" It's a great accountability for a leader to represent the Father in a right way. He misrepresented the Father to the community, to the assembly. He had portrayed God as an angry God because he was angry. Not because God was. And so, there's a lot to unpack in this. Unresolved anger can cause us to blame others, like I had said, and we end up not being responsible. You have to listen to me. Out of the abundance of the heart speaks, the mouth speaks. You have to resolve the issues in your heart so that what you say doesn't poison anyone that's listening. Resolve it before between you and God. Don't allow unresolved anger to just stay unchallenged and unchecked. Deal with it. I just know that's true. I don't want what's dirty inside of me to contaminate anyone else. The Bible says that a bitter root defiles many. You see? So deal with it. Get rid of it. Bring forgiveness. Let it be resolved. Don't let your anger... Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Yeah. Because it will fester. We need to allow. Here's the thing, you know, so often I've had these where I've thought it was someone else's fault that I'm feeling the way I am. Well, you ever heard the statement, "Well, you made me feel that way"? No one can make you feel anything.
That's right.
you feel that way, it's your responsibility before God to bring those emotions into check and hold yourself accountable to God. And when you do, He will help you resolve it, and the anger dissipates, and you're free. And now you're clean, and the words you speak will come out of love, and there'll be nothing impure or unclean that comes out of your vessel. Out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Amen. It's so true. So don't even allow that little thing to fester in you. Get rid of it. A clean vessel. All right. And Moses had had anger issues, I think. Didn't he murder somebody in the Bible earlier on? And some Egyptian dude buried him in the sand, you know. Help. You know, it's like, and so I got a hunch that in spite of all his great leadership, he still had some things in him that needed resolving. You know? So, fair enough to say. And it affected his leadership. It surely did. In front of God and everybody. He smote the rock twice. I tell you what, leaders should never beat their sheep. They should lead their sheep to green pastures. A good shepherd always leads his sheep to still waters. He promotes rest in their souls. He doesn't hit them so hard that they will leave dragging their feet out with condemnation and shame and defeat. If you've got a preacher that preaches like that, get rid of him. He's not representing the Father. He is beating you down. You need a shepherd that leads his sheep, not drives them. A good shepherd doesn't drive his sheep. He leads them. Come along, you know. Beside still waters, restores our soul. It's true. So make sure that leadership is gentle. Like the good shepherd. Gentle. Yes. Bringing the good news. Announcing peace. Is there any more to this without some huge... What's next, Matthew? I'm sorry I didn't go through all of this. Okay, let's go on to the next verses with their Numbers. And there was... is there James? My dearly beloved brothers, this is the New Testament. Understand this. Everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For man's anger does not accomplish God's righteousness. Don't ever think that your anger is going to produce something good and righteous, right? No. It says right there. It does not accomplish God's righteousness. So... that's important. Remember that one. Okay. Is there something else up there? Oh, yes. Look at the intimacy that Moses had with God. The Lord spoke with Moses face to face, just as a man speaks with his friend. That's intimacy. Then Moses would return to the camp, but his assistant, the young man Joshua, son of Nun, would not leave the inside of the tent. See, there's a leader getting born here who is spending time with God. He would not leave the presence of God. And God was preparing him and grooming him for something greater. Yeah, that's kind of cool. He stayed inside the tent. He wanted the presence of God. He knew, he loved the presence of God. So, next. Moses said to the Lord, "Look, you have told me, lead this people up, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You said, I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, if I have indeed found favor in your sight, please teach me your ways, and I will know you and find favor in your sight." Next. We'll close here soon. "Now consider that the nation is your people." Then he replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." That's always the result of being in the presence of God. Increased rest. Yes. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. See? Rest. No more struggle. If your presence does not go, Moses responded to him, don't make us go up from here. If you're not going with us, I ain't going either. That's probably a good thing to do. Amen. I ain't going without you, Father. If you don't go, I ain't going either. I think that's really good for all of our decisions. Make sure that your decisions are made in the presence of God. And that you know that He's with you in those decisions. And that the ultimate results are going to be good. Amen. Let's move on. How will it be known that I and your people have found favor in your sight unless you go with us? And I and your people will be distinguished by this from all the other people on the face of the earth. The Lord answered Moses, I will do this very thing you have asked for. You have found favor in my sight. Okay? Amen. Favor. You have God's divine favor. Is there more? Then Moses said, please let me see your glory. I want you to catch this and we're going to finish. He said, I will cause my goodness to pass in front of you. He didn't ask for God's goodness. He asked for God's glory. What did God show him? His goodness. What do you think God thinks about His glory? It's all about His goodness. Amen. And I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you. And I will proclaim the name of Yahweh before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Isn't that a good God? Amen. And now we can fall in love with this God, and we can trust Him because He's good, and He's always good. Is there anything else? I think we'll end right there. Amen. Let's sing the goodness of God. One more song. Thank you. I discovered how good the Father is. He's better than we all thought He was. And I pray, I'm going to pray this over you, that God will open your eyes and uncover and reveal His goodness to your heart in depth and ways that you've never seen before, that you're going to hear things you've never heard before, and the Father is going to show you who He is, and you're going to have a deeper revelation. And in His Word, He's just going to reveal more to us. So let's close with a song.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, through the darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. Oh, I've known you as a friend. And I have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I am going to sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. I am going to sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. Yes. That is amazing. Just listening to the word today, the songs, and all that, to know that the God that created this universe loves you so much that he has moved into your heart. Wow.